Biden's Build Back Better budget includes $80 billion wealth transfer to illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 29, 2021. President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, a filibuster-proof $1.75 trillion budget reconciliation package, includes an $80 billion wealth transfer from Americans to illegal aliens via child tax credits. This week, Democrats unveiled a reconciliation package that they negotiated with the Biden administration that would extend the child tax credit (CTC) for another year and deliver billions of dollars to illegal aliens who would be able to claim the tax credit without ever having to work. Specifically, as Breitbart News reported, estimates project that, if passed, the budget would provide illegal aliens with about $80 billion in child tax credits over the course of a decade. A massive cost to American taxpayers who would have to foot the bill. Analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies explains. We estimate that illegal immigrants will receive $8.2 billion in payments from the new program annually, more than triple what they were eligible for under the old additional child tax credit, while legal immigrants will receive $17.2 billion. The 10-year cost just for illegal immigrants would total roughly $80 billion. Center for Immigration Studies. Center for Immigration Studies. About 63% of immigrant-headed families, including illegal and legal immigrant households, with children would receive the tax credits. Meanwhile, 52% of native-born American families with children would get the tax credits. Similarly, illegal aliens would score the highest tax credit payments under the plan, getting more than $5,100, while legal immigrants would secure $4,800 payments and native-born Americans would get $4,600. Democrats and the Biden administration are pushing the plan despite opposition from most Americans. A Morning Consult survey this month found that 52% of registered voters are opposed to making permanent Biden's expanded child tax credits. Just 35%, the survey shows, want the tax credits to be made permanent. Likewise, a majority of 53% of swing voters said they oppose making the tax credits permanent, and less than 3 in 10 said they want them to be made permanent. About 70% of Republican voters said they are opposed to the tax credits becoming permanent, while just 21% said the opposite. With non-college educated voters, a vital working class demographic for both parties, 53% said they are opposed to making the tax credits permanent, while 32% said they want the tax credits made permanent. Already, the most recent research estimates that illegal immigration to the U.S. costs American taxpayers about $134 billion annually. The research suggests that each illegal alien costs taxpayers about $9,300 every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.